Uganda's lion population has fallen by 30% in the last 10 years. Experts are warning that the big cats could soon disappear from the country. As Katie Weaver reports, that could hurt Uganda's important and profitable tourism industry.
We are in one of Uganda's national parks. There are grasslands as far as the eye can see. And there are many travelers from around the world. They have woken up early, before the sun rises, and their camps are now empty. They are hunting, not with guns, but with cameras. Jassy Muhangi works for the Uganda Wildlife Authority. He knows what the tourists seek.
For most of our game drives, people want to wake up at 6 a.m. in the wee hours. And they really look their first choice or their favorite animals for the tourists, be it local or international, would be a lion. For every tourist who comes to Uganda, the dream would be to at least spot a lion.
Lions are growing harder to find throughout Uganda. Last month, the nonprofit organization Wildlife Conservation Society said now only a little more than 400 lions remain in Uganda. That is one-third less than 10 years ago. Tutilo Mudumba is a researcher with the Wildlife Conservation Society, or WCS. He says lions face many threats.
You may find illegal poaching using, for example, wire snares, taking place in, say, Murchison Falls National Park. You may have problem of competition for the grazing land between lion prey and cattle. And then you have sometimes poisoning. We suspect to clear the area of predators so that they can use it for grazing.
Mr. Mudumba says if no action is taken to reduce these threats, lions could one day disappear from Uganda.
If nothing is done and the population keeps going down, then it will not be likely that we will have them. If they reduce by 30% every 10 years, then of course, those are the number of years left for you to have zero.
The disappearance of lions from Uganda could hurt the country's economy. In 2006, the WCS studied the expectations and spending of visitors to Uganda. It found that each lion was worth $13,500 a year to the economy. The study also found that only 60% of tourists would still visit Uganda's national parks if there were no lions left. The World Bank estimates tourism brought $1 billion to Uganda's economy last year. I'm Katie Weaver.